Fallujah, Iraq, November 2004. According to a Red Cross official working in occupied Iraq, at least 800 civilians have been killed during the U.S. military siege of Fallujah, which has destroyed large areas of the city and inflicted a humanitarian disaster for the remaining population. We will now hear an interview with Daher Jamal, an independent journalist currently based in Baghdad, Iraq. This live report provides insight and context into the current siege of Fallujah while questioning the distinction between insurgents and civilians killed in Fallujah, created by official U.S. military statements and widely reported on in major North American media networks.
Actually, it is extreme humanitarian disaster there. Both the Red Cross and the Red Crescent are claiming this fact by people that they have stationed around the city trying to help refugees, as well as they've had contacts with people still in the city. These reports are being confirmed by refugees coming out, as well as some of the other wounded that have somehow managed to get out of the city. While the U.S. military claims that 1,200 quote-unquote insurgents have been killed, actually, Abdel al-Janabi, the spokesman for the resistance in Fallujah, had claimed that 1,200 people had been killed, but 100 of those were fighters. And the people that I've interviewed at the Red Cross said that the truth lies somewhere in between of those numbers, that in fact both of those institutions are lying. However, the truth does certainly lean towards the claims of Janabi, whereas the Red Cross is now claiming no, it's around 800, conservatively 800 dead civilians in Fallujah. This has been confirmed by people coming out of the city who are saying, yes, there are actually women and children dead laying in the streets. Of course, no humanitarian supplies are being allowed in by the military. There's been a Red Crescent convoy up there waiting for days on end now to get in. They appealed to the UN to intervene. Of course, nothing has happened with that. So what we have left with is a horrendous situation in Fallujah for the people still trapped inside the city. One other thing I should add, also a Red Cross official that I just spoke with earlier today said that his organization estimates that 50,000 people are still inside Fallujah.
Now, you wrote in a recent article, in the humanitarian disaster of Fallujah, dogs are eating bodies on the streets. You wrote this in a recent article. Expand on, you know, where you heard this and how you feel that that illustrates the gravity of the situation.
Well, this information was gleaned from a couple of different refugee families that I interviewed very recently who just got out of Fallujah. Now, at the time we're talking about this, they were reporting that same thing happening there while they were still in the city, which was actually about a week ago. So certainly this situation has worsened. These reports are being confirmed by Red Cross and Red Crescent members who are up on the outskirts of the city treating anyone that they are able to, which isn't many, but every once in a while they are able to find someone else who does manage to get out of the city. They're also reporting, as well as the refugees there, that there is, of course, no water, no electricity, no food, no medical supplies, and, of course, no medicine. So people who are getting ill or sustaining very simple wounds are dying from these things, which under normal circumstances would be very easy to treat with antibiotics or a simple medical procedure. But instead, because the U.S. military is barring from any aid whatsoever from going into Fallujah, it is creating and perpetuating this ongoing massive humanitarian crisis.
Now, CBC here in Canada is reporting that U.S. military are investigating an alleged shooting of an Iraqi prisoner. It says American officials are investigating an alleged war crime after the apparent killing of an unarmed Iraqi prisoner by a U.S. Marine, which was caught on videotape. Now, this is one specific incident that's been highlighted now by CBC here in Canada. This is something that has been caught on videotape, the shooting of prisoners, the killing of civilians. Now, these numbers that are being thrown around, you talked about hundreds, people are talking about thousands dead in Fallujah who are insurgents. Maybe can you talk about this attempt to define those dead as insurgents? Is the reality different? What is the difference between an insurgent and a civilian? Is there a difference?
Well, the military is definitely glomming everyone under the word they prefer to use of insurgent, which is a bit of a misnomer because that word implies that there is a legal government that these people are trying to usurp, which, of course, there's not a legal government here in Iraq. But the military does claim that basically everyone that they've killed, they've gone so far, actually, I might add, to say that all of the 1,200 people they have killed there are fighters, and that no, indeed, no civilians have been killed. The propaganda coming out of the U.S. military here is really amazing. It's just stunning, the whitewashing they're trying to put on this complete disaster of a situation. In fact, anyone that they kill, they're automatically called an insurgent, and the so-called alleged situation of a soldier killing, executing a prisoner is, it's not alleged. I mean, anyone who wants to can see it on video. I've watched it here several times on the news, and believe me, it's all over Arab media, and people are absolutely infuriated. Fallujah, as far as the impact it's having on the image of the United States here, is about to get up to the level that Abu Ghraib was, as far as any last vestiges of credibility or respect that the U.S. may have maintained in Iraq is being completely wiped out by the situation in Fallujah. And this tape now coming up out showing that very clearly that a U.S. soldier did indeed execute a prisoner of war, committing a war crime for everyone to see, has simply smashed any goodwill left in Iraqis here towards the U.S. military. It's really an astounding thing.
You know, many people are looking at the situation in Fallujah, the crisis that exists today, and wondering, you know, how can this be stopped? How can people take action against these, you talked about war crimes that are being committed. In 2003, between January and March, there was many demonstrations. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of North America. Today, we're not seeing that. This was prior to the invasion. Why do you feel it's important that people today continue with that same energy that existed in 2003 to a oppose the war?
Well, I think it's extremely important for people to be taking action on all fronts. The main thing is holding their governments to account for what's being done here in their name. Demonstrations are vital and very good, and I hope that they would continue, but I think we need to go far beyond demonstrations. I think it's forcing our government to be held to account and to act somewhat responsibly, at least, as far as what that entails. I really don't know if I have an answer to that because I was in the United States. I marched on February 15, 2003. I used all the normal channels that we can use for protest as far as writing letters to government officials, spreading information, going to demonstrations, doing teach-ins, all this sort of actions. But that's why I came to Iraq, because I felt that the biggest problem is that this is indeed an information war, and that if more people in the West had the truth of what's really going on in Iraq in their name, then they would definitely force their government to make different decisions and get out of this situation. And I think at this point, in educating people and spreading the information, as well as all of the other actions that you and I both talked about, are imperative at this point.
You have been listening to an interview with Dahar Jamal, an independent journalist currently based in Baghdad, Iraq. According to a Red Cross official in Iraq, at least 800 civilians have been killed during the U.S. military siege of Fallujah, which has destroyed large areas of the city and inflicted a humanitarian disaster on the remaining population. To read recent reports from Dahar Jamal on the occupation of Iraq, visit www.daharjamaliraq.com. That's www.daharjamaliraq.com. This report has been recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.